I know it might be a bit unorthodox, but I have decided to write a prescription for every listener. Sure, doing so is problematic. Prescriptions are not normally delivered this way, and I am certainly not the sort of doctor legally allowed to prescribe medications. Still, an exception needs to be made. But not to worry, my prescription is not pharmaceutical. No, what I am prescribing is a relaxing vacation for everyone. And yes, it's true, over the last 6 months, millions have been forced into a lifestyle of often traumatizing inaction. But that's not the same thing. No, now is the time to get out there, time to take a walk in the woods or enjoy a nearby beach, all socially distanced, of course, with appropriate masking when that is more difficult. A good book, perhaps, maybe a fine crime novel by Michael Connelly, or one of Brad Thor's exciting thrillers, or for the more ambitious among you, a foray into the world of Harry Potter or The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. But most importantly, a totally relaxing vacation. And I'm not so prescribing because the last 6 months have been so difficult, but because the next 6 months will almost certainly be far more stressful. Sure, of course, the last 6 months were bad, with the impeachment exposing how a craven Republican Senate, having lost the moral compass it inherited from earlier Republican leaders from Dwight David Eisenhower to George Herbert Walker Bush, allowed Trump to avoid the price of his constitutional transgressions, while the coronavirus started searching out its victims, devastating the economy as a leaderless America fought to slow its devastation. But in truth, it was easy enough for those in denial to ignore the impeachment, while the virus was, in its early stages, relatively easy to avoid. But those last 6 months are about to be in the context of the post-COVID world, the good old days. Because now our physical, economic, and political futures are much more directly on the line as the virus continues to explode across the country, threatening or not, the most vulnerable among us, certainly the most beloved among us, as we struggle at an increasingly personal level to make decisions about the opening of schools and the implications of such decisions on our families, even as a growing number of folks find themselves under even more economic stress as rental eviction protections fail and more run out of whatever rainy day financial resources they began this crisis with, which, whether we like it or not, is ever so likely to create a wave of more criminal behavior from public to domestic, all the while racing toward an election that is likely to see not only the rejection at the polls of the current president, but the rejection of a president so ignorant of American constitutional norms, so ignorant of American history, so steeped in his own narcissism, so terrified of post-presidential criminal prosecutions, that he will use every possible tool to cheat his way back to the White House, almost certainly creating a presidential succession crisis that will make earlier crises from 1876 to 2000 pale in comparison, not forgetting the political purgatory already scheduled from early November to late January. Even if Biden wins so definitively that Trump's defenses are overwhelmed, a succession crisis America may well not survive, an impending series of crises that will call on all the resources of each and every American. So I say again, as Dr. Lebow, get some rest.